Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And we are coming at you live from Quail Park here in beautiful Visalia, California. We are here at the Farmer's Market, and we are having some fun here with the residents. But we also got a radio segment we're doing here, so let's get started. My very first recipe for you this week is nectarine mousse. It's a very simple recipe, and what I love about a mousse, it's one of those things you can make ahead of time, and you can also utilize this in so many different ways. You can put it on top of cakes, or you could do it my favorite way, which is eat it straight. Let's get started. The very first thing I'm gonna do is add half a cup of brown sugar to a nice 10-inch saute pan. I'm gonna add in 2 cups of diced nectarines. We're also gonna add in 2 tablespoons of olive oil. We're gonna go ahead and bring this to medium-high heat. And the reason why we're doing this at medium-high heat is we don't wanna overcook the nectarines so much to where they're gonna release all their moisture. We want that moisture to stay in the nectarines so we could fold it into our mousse. Next, we're gonna add in 2 tablespoons of fresh basil. And what I like about basil and nectarines, it really brings out that freshness of the nectarine using the freshness of the basil. I'm also gonna add in a zest of 1 lemon. And it's important to get that lemon zest in there because the acidity with the basil and the nectarine now makes for something really special. I'm gonna let that all sit in the refrigerator for 4 hours. And the reason why we do that, we can't have this hot while we're actually making this mousse. Mousse has to be a cold dessert. So what I'm gonna do after that is add in 2 cups of heavy cream. We're gonna go ahead and whip the cream, and we're gonna add in 2 egg whites. And I wanna get the egg whites to what we call stiff peaks. What stiff peaks is translated to is the peaks of a mountain. So whenever we're done whipping the egg whites, we should be able to lift up the whisk and it should look like the peak of a mountain. We're gonna go ahead and have those in separate bowls. I'm gonna add in 1 vanilla bean, and make sure we use fresh vanilla bean. We're not gonna be using the imitation vanilla. If we're gonna go through the hard work of making something so special, let's go ahead and use the real product. So once that real vanilla bean is mixed in with our cream, I'm gonna go ahead and carefully fold in the nectarine mixture that we made earlier that we've let sit for 4 hours. That nectarine mixture is now sitting. It's beautiful. And not only does it taste good, but it's now got all those extra flavors inside of it. And we're going to fold all that together. Once we're done folding this, I'll put this in the refrigerator for another hour before serving. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.